Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Hey, Faisal, it's been a long sort of spring last year. It's going to be a long winter this year. People are going to be ready to get to someplace warm. And we've also maybe have some flexibility coming up in our ability to work remotely.
And there are many people that are talking to us saying, that's it. Once this whole pandemic is done and I can leave this country and live somewhere else, I want to do that.
I want to do it. And I prefer it to be warm and there'd be beaches and beautiful blue water, right?
Yeah, that's a good...
In many cases.
It's a good spot. It's a good spot to be for retirement. So.
All right. Well, the Greek government's doing something interesting.
Okay.
And I think we want to explore that a little bit. Jeff Opdyke, who is the editor, The Savvy Retiree, that's a publication of International Living, is joining us to help us understand what's going on in the world of international living and international travel that might be of interest to people that are retiring. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate the work that you put into here, and I think it'll be interesting to people to hear about at least what one government is doing that might present some opportunities, although it might be a short-term opportunity. I'd like you to tell us a little bit about the incentive that the Greek government is offering for people to actually move, work, and live there.
Yeah, so they're basically trying to attract the new remote worker, the digital nomad. And you sort of alluded to it in your intro with, you know, people might have an opportunity to change their work environment. That's particularly the case in, you know, across the U.S. It's the same in Canada. It's the same in the U.K. to a degree. And you have all these companies that are basically allowing their workers to go, you know, work from home, and that's going to extend into 2021. And there are a lot of countries around the world that are picking up on this, and they're trying to lure those digital nomads, those remote workers, to their shores. A lot of it is taking place in the Caribbean, but there's a couple of places in Europe that have begun to spring up, and one of them that's really of interest, the one I think is probably the most interesting of all the countries, is Greece. And it's because they're going to give you a 50% reduction on your taxes to go, you know, live and work there, and that reduction is good for 7 years. And at the end of 7 years, it just so happens you can then apply for Greek citizenship if you want, and you'd get a Greek passport, which is an EU passport, which means now you can live and work anywhere in the EU.
Okay. Now, that at a high level sounds very interesting, right? You think of Greek. I've not been to Greece, but I certainly have seen all the pictures. It looks fantastic, right? Certainly better than the winters we've got here in Calgary. And I know that we're speaking to you in Prague, right? You're in Prague right now, so that's pretty cool. But I want to... What does it mean to do that? There's some steps that people have to be aware of. Like if you're going to leave the United States or you're going to leave Canada to move to Greece, there's some things that they need to be aware of. Can you share some or give us some insight into what people should be thinking about there?
Well, you just have to be aware of the fact that, you know, you're going to have a different financial system you're going to be operating in. You're going to end up keeping, you know, if you're Canadian, you're going to end up keeping your Canadian bank accounts, and you're going to live in Greece, and you're going to operate in the euro. So now you're going to be sort of operating across dual currencies, because you're still going to have financial obligations back in Canada or in the U.S. if you're an American. But the process of actually doing this is fairly simple. I mean, as long as you have a passport, you fill out the application, they check a criminal background profile to make sure you're not, you know, some kind of Jack the Ripper wanted criminal. But other than that, it's a fairly simple process. And, you know, they're really trying to encourage or sort of sway people to give up, their current lifestyle and consider something, you know, like living on one of the Greek islands and working as a digital nomad or a remote worker. And I got to tell you, I've been to Greece. I was there last year for about 2 or 3 weeks, and it is just a gorgeous place to live and work.
So let's go through that digital nomad. Kind of walk me through typically what type of individual is considered to be a digital nomad or in a remote worker. Like I'm trying to think in parts of Canada, people work for large or medium-sized corporations.
Yep.
Their employer says you can work from home if you'd like to. Can home be Greece at that point in time, or is there some other criteria that qualifies them as a digital nomad?
I mean, you'd be surprised at the size of the digital nomad / remote worker universe these days. And it covers a really, really broad range. I mean, there are lawyers that are digital nomads. There's writers, photographers, marketing directors, engineers. I met a guy in Prague last year on the subway, of all things. I was wearing a UCLA sweatshirt, and he had gone to UCLA, and we started talking. He's a retired Boeing engineer, and retired only because he decided to quit early so he could travel around the world. And he uses his knowledge of aeronautical engineering to basically freelance for a bunch of airlines around the world for their, you know, their corporate departments. He goes in and does all kind of, you know, consulting stuff for aeronautical issues all over the world. And he's just a freelancer. He's a remote worker, digital nomad, just bopping around the world wherever he wants to go. And he hooks up with whatever local airline there is there. And he does whatever he does as an aeronautical engineer. So the span of opportunities is just enormous. It's not just some sort of writer photographer thing that you might think about or hear about.
So we're hearing more and more about, you know, countries or different jurisdictions trying to lure, you know, take tech workers, you know, from Silicon Valley, high paid, educated people to their area to work remotely. So, you know, what does somebody have to consider here? And are there arrangements that they would need to make with their employer? And what's unique about Greece's offer from others that are out there, other jurisdictions?
Well, let me start with the last part of that. What's unique about Greece is that they're saying, hey, come over here. We're going to give you the 50% tax break, and it's going to last for 7 years, which implies that you can stay there. You can be there for a long time. A lot of the places that are offering this right now, particularly in the Caribbean, are short term. They're for a year, and then you've got to go. And they want a good chunk of income. So in the Cayman Islands, for instance, you've got to earn at least $100,000 a year to qualify. Not everybody's going to earn that as a digital nomad or a remote worker. You know, in the Bahamas or Bermuda, I can't remember which one it is now. Maybe it's Barbados. They want $40,000 or $50,000, and they're going to want $2,000 or $3,000 application fees for the visa, which can be kind of expensive for some people. Greece isn't like that. Greece is a relatively inexpensive application, and there's, you know, the minimums are kind of low for income, and you know, it's just a better option as far as I'm concerned, because it gives you the opportunity, if you like this lifestyle, to continue that lifestyle. You don't have to worry about leaving after a year.
Now, Jeff, just maybe before we finish up here, in order to take advantage of the tax treatment, I assume that Canadians, Americans would have to become non-residents from a tax perspective in order to not be taxed on their worldwide income. Can you comment on that?
Well, in the U.S. in particular, I don't know about the Canadian tax system, but the U.S. in particular, you're going to be taxed on your worldwide income. It's just that you're eligible for something called the Foreign Earned Income Exclusion, which allows you to avoid paying personal income taxes on the first $108,000 in 2021. You're still going to pay self-employment taxes at whatever that rate is, 12 or 15%. And you're going to pay into the Greek tax system, but you're getting a 50% tax reduction right off the bat because of this visa.
Yeah. Okay. And I think to that point, if anybody's thinking about doing this, American, Canadian, whatever it might be from the UK, you should make sure you get proper tax advice on how that will be treated to fully take advantage of that lifestyle. But I think that's really cool. And Jeff, we're running out of time here. So I want to thank you for the article, for bringing our attention to this. This is something I don't think is going away after COVID, Faisal. I mean,
yeah.
I think there's going to be a level of flexibility that workers have, that this kind of a thing is going to become more and more interesting over the years to come.
Exactly.
Jeff, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Enjoy Prague. We've been joined by Jeff Opdyke, who is the editor, The Savvy Retiree. That's a publication of International Living. Well, my friend, more opportunity. Out of crisis often comes opportunity, right? When you think about your retirement lifestyle, how many people were thinking about, you know, realistically moving to Greece or transitioning there in preparation for retirement? These kinds of things are going to continue to come up. However, we have to talk about what that lifestyle looks like and how to fund it and how to prepare for it.
How to prepare for retirement on Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register to attend. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Everything you know about economics today could be absolutely wrong. Stick around after the break and we'll explain. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.